Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root is on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show here on USA Radio Network. Back in March of 2020, when all the crazy people were busy closing the American economy and screaming everyone's going to die and we got a lockdown for months, you can go back to my Newsmax TV show, you can go back to this USA radio show, you can go back to my columns in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I screamed from the loudest mountaintops that this is a cold, this is the flu, that 50 to 80,000 people die every year from the flu. We cannot close society over the flu. We cannot close ball games. We cannot close Broadway. We cannot close the Vegas Strip. We cannot close schools. This is insanity. You got to treat this like it's a cold pandemic. It is a flu, but it's a bad cold. And for some people, it's symptomless. It's not even the flu. They don't even know they've got it. How bad can it be if you don't know you've got it? This is insanity. And sure enough, what happened today, 2 years later, the FDA finally admits we should treat COVID-19 like the flu. You know, they should have had Wayne Root, the talk show host and sports gambler, heading up the FDA, and this never would have happened. Because all that you need is common sense, not a medical degree. Top officials at the FDA wrote Monday that going forward, Americans will have to accept COVID-19 as just another respiratory virus like influenza. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, Principal Deputy Commissioner Janet Woodcock, the agency's top vaccine official, Dr. Peter Marks, wrote that COVID-19 will be in circulation basically forever and must be accepted as another common virus, and they wrote this in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Like with influenza, the new reality will likely require annual shots to be tailored around the most threatening strains of the virus, they wrote. And by the way, just like influenza, I've never taken a flu shot in my freaking life, and I will never take a flu shot. Flu shots don't work. They've never worked. And the COVID shot doesn't work. It never works. Not slightly, except the difference between the flu shot and the COVID shot is the flu shot will not kill you. It's bad for your immune system, and it certainly doesn't stop the flu. It's last year's flu, which has nothing to do with this year's flu. Therefore, it's useless, but it hurts your immune system. People who get the flu shot, you don't need it. I've never gotten the flu shot. I never got flu, literally in my adult life. But the COVID vaccine, a total, complete disaster that kills people and injures people and cripples people and disables people. So no, we don't need an annual COVID shot, you morons. That's just how you get all the drug companies rich. And what's ironic is all these years I've had so many liberal friends that I always talk about on the show because I'm a vitamin guy and an organic food guy. Despite being a huge Republican my whole life, I was always hanging out in vitamin stores, and the people there are all big Birkenstock-wearing liberal hippy-dippy losers. And they've all hated and distrusted the government, hated and distrusted the FDA, hated and distrusted vaccines, hated and distrusted big pharma and pharmaceutical companies. And all of a sudden, they all buy into these lies because a Democrat is saying them. Isn't that amazing? It's been the flu. It's been a cold from the very beginning. And they panicked the nation over nothing. The latest poll is out. 65% of U.S. Hispanic voters support closing the southern border until the immigration crisis is solved. I think I'm going to write a commentary. I don't know if it's this week or not, but it could be for this weekend. And you know what it's going to be called? The two greatest Republican salesmen of all time, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the greatest GOP salesman of all time, even better than Trump. He has convinced the entire Hispanic race in America to convert to the GOP and to be Donald Trump pro-wall people. Thank you, Joe Biden. The more you do, the more crime that spreads out across this country in every big city that's filled with Hispanics, and they all realize their kids' lives are on the line, and the more abortions, the more babies you murder, and the more open borders where you let in people and all the Hispanics don't want you to let in. They know they're scum from the prisons being emptied by their countries and their MS-13 gangbangers. They don't want them in this country. It's all the more inflation that comes, the more everybody's going backwards, the more Joe Biden is convincing the whole country to be a Republican. And the Supreme Court attack will do nothing. The Supreme Court leak, the Roe versus Wade controversy will do nothing. Hispanics are in the Republican camp for good. Greatest salesman of all time for the GOP, Joe Biden. Number two all time has got to be Donald Trump. Here's a guy that got the most Republican votes of all time. He got the most president votes, of sitting president votes of all time. He got the biggest increase in any sitting president's votes of all time. And now he's got all the Hispanics on our side. Of course, Joe gets the assist. But Donald Trump has all the Hispanics loving him, the Hispanic votes all going GOP. And wait a minute, we're not done yet. Did you hear what happened last night? Donald Trump endorsed 22 candidates in Ohio and in Indiana in their primaries, and he went 22 for 22. There is nobody in history that's ever done anything even close. All you people out there that don't like Donald Trump, all you Republicans that refuse to accept him as the leader of your party, that refuse to accept him as the greatest president in my modern lifetime, that refuse to accept him as one of the great presidents of all time, and maybe the greatest economic president of all time, guess what? The guy is 100% winners. 22 for 22. And people don't realize, because the media didn't tell him, there was a March primary in Texas, and he was 33 for 33. Donald Trump's endorsements are now 55 for 55, or should I say 55 for 45, because he was the 45th president, but he's 55 for 55. Donald Trump is batting 1,000 in 55 at-bats in a political world that's up and down and seesaw and very hard to beat somebody. Look at Ohio, right? Trump was right with J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance won the U.S. Senate primary in Ohio. But now he's got to go up against Tim Ryan, who's a really good candidate. Tim Ryan's a good-looking guy. Tim Ryan is a middle-class, blue-collar guy. He's a moderate Democrat, and he loves the working class and middle class, or so he says. You know, just like Manchin and Sinema, who are better than any of the liberals, but still, their voting records suck. I'd be 100% like Ted Cruz, conservative at all times. And, you know, is it Sinema or Sinema? I think it's Sinema it's pronounced. Sinema. Sinema and Manchin are like 30% with the GOP and 70% with Democrats, which means they side 7 out of 10 times with Joe Biden's policies. So don't tell me how great they are. And so that's what you're getting with this. But Trump is 55 for 55. That is freaking amazing. Nobody's ever done anything like that. Most presidents or ex-presidents never make endorsements. This guy sticks his neck on the chopping block, and he's 55 for 55. Now, he's not always right. Yeah, I don't agree with every one of his endorsements. There's been a couple of suspect ones in the country of rhinos he shouldn't have endorsed. But in the end, J.D. Vance is going to have a hard time winning against Tim Ryan, even in Republican-red Ohio. Tim Ryan's a formidable candidate. Okay, again, I point out he's like Manchin, he's moderate, but he probably votes with us 30% of the time, and he votes with the other side 70. That makes him my enemy, not my friend. But having said that, he seems moderate, and he's a handsome guy. He's going to be a really tough candidate in Ohio with working class and middle class votes. So J.D. Vance is going to have a hard time. He still may win. I hope he wins as the Republican U.S. Senate candidate endorsed by Trump. And Trump will come and campaign with him and bring him over the line, hopefully. But I'm just trying to tell you, point out how hard it is to win an election. First, you got to win the primary, then you got to win the general, and you're always up against good people who spend money and who have good arguments and good speakers. You know, you don't get into politics generally unless you're a good speech maker, good speaker, good speech writer, good speech deliverer. So it isn't easy. It's like football, you know? You think, well, I'm going to get 20 sacks this year. No, you're not. You're up against people that are very good defending you and trying to prevent you to get a sack. That guy's fighting as hard as you. He weighs 350 pounds just like you. It's not easy to get 10 sacks in a whole 17-game season. Right? It's not easy at all. And it's not easy at all to win a political election, but to pick people and they go 55-0. 55 for 55, 55-0. That is incredible. Trump's the greatest Republican salesman of all time, and number two is Joe Biden. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe Biden's the number one Republican salesman of all time because he has converted more people to Republican than anybody ever. But Trump's enthusiasm definitely puts him right at the top as well. The two greatest Republican salesmen of all time. How much time do we have left, Chris? About a minute? Minute 20. All right. So I want to mention very quickly two new articles that came out about COVID vaccines that you need to know. Latest MIT study. MIT finds COVID vaccine significantly associated with a dramatic increase in emergency heart problems. You think? Someone very dear to my family was at my wedding, had a massive heart attack. He's vaccinated, of course, triple vaccinated. Had a massive heart attack. He's been home recovering, not doing well, and he had another heart attack, and they rushed him to the hospital in the last 48 hours, and he's not doing well at all. No surprise. We have an epidemic, not an epidemic or pandemic of COVID, but an epidemic of heart attacks from people who've been COVID vaccinated, and no one in the mainstream media wants to tell you about it. And by the way, another article, did the Moderna trial data predict a pandemic of the vaccinated? New study based on Moderna's Phase 3 clinical trial data suggests the people who get Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine are more likely to suffer repeated infections, perhaps indefinitely, meaning your immune system is effed forever from the vaccine. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Steals and DealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called Steals and DealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Steals and DealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. Steals and DealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. Steals and DealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to Steals and DealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to Steals and DealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. Steals and DealsLV.com. It's like stealing. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Way down the roof, perfect music, because I just happened to see that the new Top Gun is coming out. I think it's out soon, actually. I just saw some feature on TV last night. I was just turning the channel, and I think I hopped on Extra by mistake. I never watched that show. I'm not a big celebrity lover. I couldn't care less about any of these people. I wouldn't notice if they drowned. But I just was moving the dial. I was surfing, and I saw Extra. I stopped for a minute because I saw Tom Cruise flying a military... He was a military pilot flying a jet. And I thought, what the hell is that? And they were talking about the new Top Gun is coming out. I didn't even know there was a new Top Gun. And I think they said it's coming out soon. That'll be really cool. I'm not a big movie watcher. I'm going to watch that one because I love the first Top Gun, one of my favorite movies of all time. Sponsor of this segment of the show, SteelsandDealsLV.com. LV standing for Las Vegas, SteelsandDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now it's everywhere. So it's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsandDealsLV.com, discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. 30 to 80% off retail, I said. Yes, I did. SteelsandDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com. And my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas. And now everyone can participate. They ship nationwide. Just go to steelsanddealslv.com online or call 725-260-3337. 725-260-3337. Steelsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. And by the way, what are you stealing at 30 to 80% off? Pretty much everything. Anything you could put in your house. Anything you could put in your bedroom, your living room, your dining room, your kitchen. Anything you could put in your office, anything you put on your patio, they've got them all. And even not just in the house, how about, patio furniture, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators. They got them all. Pianos, baby cribs, wheelchairs. These guys have everything. Rugs. It's all everything, bed frames, mattresses, microwave, refrigerators, automotive parts. They've got them all. How about your gym, treadmills, bikes, sporting goods, everything. Stealsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. All right, so I spent the last segment telling you how the COVID vaccine is killing people left and right. All these studies are out. MIT says COVID vaccine significantly associated with a dramatic rise in emergency heart problems. The Moderna vaccine trial data, did it predict a pandemic of the vaccinated? Because it showed the vaccine would be more like, people who get the vaccine would be more likely to suffer repeated infections, perhaps indefinitely. So, you know, no big deal. You know, it's just like AIDS. Your immune system goes to zero and you're just sick all the time for the rest of your life. No big deal, right? And meanwhile, I've argued on this show that the most important thing you could ever do is take vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc. And here's a new study out, and I've seen 20 of them like this. Israeli study provides strong new evidence that vitamin D has a unique ability to fend off COVID-19. According to a peer-reviewed research published in the journal PLOS, P-L-O-S, last week, Israeli scientists say they have found the most compelling and convincing evidence to date that boosting vitamin D levels helps people who have contracted COVID dramatically reduce the risk of serious illness or death. Do you realize back in 2020, in spring of 2020, I knew this. There was a study, and it was on Fox News. A doctor presented it on Fox News that vitamin D levels, sufficient vitamin D levels, reduce death by 80% of people who have COVID. This was 2 years ago. I already knew this. Study is based on research conducted during Israel's first two waves of the virus before vaccines were widely available. Doctors emphasized that vitamin supplements are not a substitute for vaccines. Can you imagine how stupid these doctors are? Vitamin D deficiency is endemic across the Middle East, including Israel, where nearly 4 in 5 people are low on vitamin D. By taking supplements before infection, the researchers in the new Israeli study found that patients could avoid the worst effects of the disease. You know what this means, guys? Can I put this in just simple language? Because that's what I am. I'm just the Paul Revere of conservative politics. You know, the idiots are coming. The idiots are coming. And the vaccines are killing you. The vaccines are killing you. And the vitamin D works. The vitamin D works. I'm just a simple guy with common sense. Basically, what this study means is you don't need a vaccine. Why would you need a vaccine if vitamin D reduces all the deadly effects so that it just becomes a little flu and a little cold for Johnny? Said, what do you need a vaccine for? And they would say, well, the vaccine, it'll save your life. Really? After I've just read you the stats that the vaccine is causing an epidemic of COVID deaths and an epidemic of heart attacks and an epidemic of strokes, and in children it raises the death rate by like 5,000%. No big deal. Hey, nothing to see here. Just, you know, walk away, drive away. It's like when a cop tells you there's a head rolling on the ground. Hey, don't look. There's nothing to see here. Drive on. Drive on. Don't kick the head. Don't run over the head and squish it. There's nothing to see here. But wait, the head is talking. The head is smiling. It's a pretty girl. Her head is winking at me. Nothing to see here. Move on. The depths of COVID. Move on.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is fighting inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell boosting interest rates by 0.5 percentage point, the biggest hike in 22 years. Powell saying inflation is too high and must come down. President Joe Biden says a tax proposal from Republican Senator Rick Scott could see the end of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The Republican senator from Florida tells Fox News that his plan is not to get rid of those programs, it's to fix them before they go bankrupt.
Let's fix these programs so they last. People paid into these programs. They paid into Medicare. They paid into Social Security. What the Democrats are doing or what Joe Biden is doing, he just keeps passing the buck and watching these plans go bankrupt.
Senator Scott's proposal would sunset all federal legislation in 5 years unless Congress votes to pass it again. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. We'll be right back.
Wayne on the Root. Welcome back. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne on the Root. The Warrior is with you. My website's rootforamerica.com. You can always email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. And by the way, I hosted, guest hosted today again for the third day in a row on RAV, Real America's Voice TV Network. You can find it on Dish TV. Anywhere on Dish, you can find Real America's Voice. Or you can just go online to realamericasvoice.com and you can watch my show. I guest hosted for an hour today. It's actually during this national radio show from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock West Coast time, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock East Coast time. You can watch me on Real America's Voice. Some of you have heard my voice for years and never seen me. And very soon I should be able to announce a television show to all of you. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this national radio show. They make this segment possible. They sign the front of the checks so you don't have to. And obviously, inflation is raging like nothing we've ever seen in our lifetimes. Maybe never before in the history of America has inflation raged like this. Real inflation, not the lies that government tells you. And, of course, what's the antidote to inflation? Over thousands of years, there's really only one antidote. It's precious metals. It's gold, silver, and other hard assets. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Tangible has 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions, and that's billions with a B. And if you want help with gold, silver, platinum, palladium, they guarantee you the best prices and the best customer service in the country. All you have to do is mention WAR, Wayne Allyn Root, and they take care of my customers with kid gloves. They roll out the red carpet. They treat you like a VIP. Call toll-free 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441, or go to TII1.com. Make sure you tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, speaking of gold and silver and investing, Kip Herridge is with us, my economic expert, my economic guru, the best stock picker I've ever seen in my life, the CEO of Vertical Research Advisory, his website, VRAinsider.com. I get his newsletter every morning. I look forward to reading it. VRAinsider.com. He is the sharpest tool in the toolbox if you want to invest on Wall Street. Kip Herridge, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, thank you, Wayne. Good to be back.
All right, so let's start with the Fed hike today. I haven't even mentioned it on the show yet because I was saving it for your segment. The kamikaze suicide bomber Fed is deciding to tighten money instead of throwing money at the economy like they did for 8 years under Obama, at the same time as keeping interest rates at zero for 8 years under Obama. Now they've decided to be suicide bombers. They're actually, instead of quantitative even easing, they're quantitative tightening, and at the same time, they're massively raising interest rates. They raised it a full half point today, which is the highest they've raised interest rates in 22 years. And this is all going on while inflation is raging. They claim it's to fight inflation, but you're going to continue to have inflation and now much higher interest rates and now quantitative tightening. What is this going to do to the economy?
Yeah, they're desperate. This is their desperation. And today was really interesting because, first of all, to answer your question specifically, you're exactly right. Raising interest rates, if you're really serious about it, and you do what Paul Volcker did in 1981, when inflation was the same level it is now, actually probably lower than 15%, it's 20% now plus, we know this. Paul Volcker raised rates to 20% in 1981 and stopped inflation in its tracks. What they're doing here, all this does is hurt the consumer. It makes what we have to buy even more expensive than inflation was already doing, as far as, you know, buying a home, et cetera. So clearly they're desperate. Jay Powell doesn't know what to do. And I got to tell you, you know, I was a big fan. I believe today they should have hiked rates by at least 1%, 2% to get it over with, just to stop the drama from these monthly meetings. But see, they love the drama because they are financial masters of the universe. And, you know, every month Tyler and I have to sit through these ridiculous press conferences that Jay Powell does. And, you know, the questions are I don't think most people know this. The questions are pre-approved. They're essentially scripted. Jay Powell knows what the questions are. And it's like watching a Biden press conference. It's pretty much a joke. But today, yeah, they raised the rates up to now 1% on the high side, 1% on the Fed funds rate. And as you say, they're now beginning quantitative tightening. That starts next month, where the Fed balance sheet sits at $9 trillion, and they're going to start selling a whopping $47 billion a month. That sounds like a lot. It's a drop in the bucket to the balance sheet. But they start selling that next month, start selling debt next month, and they'll increase that in September. But, you know, this is not good news for the market. Wayne, the market was up big today, up 3% across the board. We always love seeing that. But this is the very in our view, the very definition of a bear market rally. I think it's a really important time for investors to pay attention to what's happening here.
So why, you know, on a day where they raise interest rates by half point, the market is saying they like that, they love that, and so it goes up 900 points. Why would anybody want them to raise interest rates by half point?
The market went down in advance of it. It's the same old song and dance. You know, the market sells off in advance of it because they think the market's going to freak out. That's what happened the last couple of weeks. And then when the news finally hits, okay, you get a relief rally. That's what happened today.
All right, so you believe we're headed into a bear market, and you've always, and I've always made the statements on this show when we're together, Kip, that there's a big difference between the economy on Main Street and Wall Street. Two different things. You're predicting a bear market on Wall Street, but I'm a guy who's always saying the Obama, worst effects of the Obama agenda, and that's what we've got now, the exact Obama agenda. This is the third term of Obama, not Biden. The effects of the Obama agenda of higher taxes, higher regulations, you know, expanding Obamacare, expanding green energy, climate change, open borders, all of that, the real result is death of small businesses on Main Street. So if you're predicting a bear market, keep in mind for 8 years under Obama, we had a booming stock market while Main Street was being decimated and everybody was losing their businesses and their jobs. What would happen to Main Street if Wall Street is being decimated? What will happen to Main Street?
Yeah, that's really the problem here, Wayne. You make a great point. You know, the market went up during Obama, who never even put up once a 2% GDP growth rate in his 8 years in office. He's the only president not to do it in one or even two terms. That's how bad he was economically. And the difference now, what makes this even more dangerous? Now, it's important that people understand this. You know, we haven't been bearish since 2008. I'm an optimist. I don't like being a bear. I don't want to be bearish. I want to invest in America and make money as stocks go up. This is not natural for me or for most people. What we have to understand is this. Right now, with quantitative easing being gone, see, Obama had that. He had massive amounts of quantitative easing, a lot of stimulus. That's all now gone. Now we have quantitative tightening. History tells us that when quantitative tightening is being used, that the markets go down. And we're already in a bear market, and NASDAQ down 27% going in today. Same thing with Russell 2000 small caps down 24%. You know, these are the very definition of a bear market. While we only have 10 to 12% losses in the S&P 500 and Dow Jones, we think that's what happens next. These groups all capitulate. Everything drops at least 20%, probably 30% before we get a bottom before the midterms, which will be a fantastic buying opportunity. But, folks, this is the time to pay attention. And if you've got stocks you don't want to own as they drop another 10, 20, 30, 40%, use these kind of rallies to lighten up and get out of the stocks you don't want to own anyway.
Isn't this a good time to own? I don't know what the ticker symbol is for volatility. You can buy something that literally mirrors volatility. Isn't this the most volatile time that you're ever going to find?
Yes, and see, it's exactly it. Today, the VIX, the volatility ETF, the volatility index today was down 13%. And you're exactly right. This is actually a great hedge that we use in the VRE portfolio. So you can own this as a hedge. And then as the market goes down, you make 10, 20, 30, 40%, which is what we just did. And then, you know, it's great to know you've got something in the portfolio to protect you if you want to hold your positions. And it's not you have to sell everything. You know, this is a real popular question of ours is, Kip, what do we just sell and go to cash? No. As you said earlier, precious metals and miners, energy stocks. Oil today was up 5%. Energy stocks are booming. There are certain groups we not only have protection – and you can stay invested in them, but you can make money in periods like this. But there are a whole other list of stocks you want nothing to do with.
All right, last question, but this might be the important one I say for last. We found out today the job openings in America are at an all-time high, 11.5 million job openings, and absolutely nobody to fill them. Ask any business owner. There's nobody out there. I don't know where they all went, Kip, but you have a theory why there's all these job openings and nobody wants the jobs. Go ahead, hit me with it. Hit everyone with it.
Yeah, it's. I think when your audience hears this, they're going to go, "Oh yeah, that's right." You probably already knew it anyway, folks, because 11.5 million jobs open, and all the economists are scratching their head. They can't believe, well, what's going on? Why would people take these jobs? Because these employers are demanding you get vaccinated. If we've gone this long without succumbing to the poison jabs, right? Why would we cave now? Because they make no sense at all. And if you work in healthcare or anything associated with healthcare, you can't work there unless you're vaccinated. And so at least half of these jobs are in the healthcare industry. But when you hear that number, 11.5 million, and scratch your head, why won't people go get these jobs? It's because they don't want to get vaccinated. They don't want the poison jabs.
And you certainly won't hear me disagree with you, because you know how I feel about the vaccines. They're a death jab. And I think over the next 5 years, millions and millions of people are going to die. What you've seen so far is just a tiny tip of the iceberg. But I think it's more than just that, Kip. I think that Biden and the Democrats in general in each blue state, they've just made people want to stay home and collect welfare and live low. You know, they have no ambition to make more money. If they can live on $2,000 a month, and the government will give them $2,000 a month, and the government will now end their student loans, so they don't even have any bills anymore. And for a while, they weren't even paying rent. And they don't want a new car and a new house. They'd rather just collect $2,000 from government. Nobody's got any ambition anymore. I think it's a combination of both of those things.
Hard to the model right there, isn't it?
Cloward Piven, there it is. Hey, the music's on. We got to run. Kip Herridge, always with the best financial crystal ball you will find anywhere in the business. His website's VRAinsider.com. Go check out his newsletter. You always get 2 weeks free when you say war for Wayne Allyn-Root. Thanks, Kip.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Energized Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn-Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn-Root, biggest news in the world. I'm sorry you didn't come to my show to hear abortion, abortion, abortion. That's not the biggest news in the world. A woman's right to choose is not the biggest news in the world. By the way, the new Supreme Court ruling, if it's true, it was just preliminarily, they may have scared them and intimidated them, and they'll change it to 5-4 and keep Roe v. Wade. But assuming it's true, and they're going to undo Roe v. Wade and knock it out, it doesn't matter. It just means it's a states' rights issue. And most liberal states, every liberal state, will codify abortion into the law. And conservative states won't. So all you liberals, this could be great. This, you know what this could do? This will be exactly what I've said for 2 years. The only way to save America now is to have secession. We need a divorce. We need a separation. The left and the right got to live in completely different states and have nothing to do with one another. And this could actually make that possible. Every liberal on earth will leave red states that ban abortion or severely limit it. And every liberal in the world will run to blue states. And that's great. That's the way you create this divorce, this separation, this division. I think that would be great. So this actually may push that along. That's what we need. But the biggest news story is not abortion. The biggest news story is the economy. You know, here's the headline in the Daily Mail. The Fed finally cracks down on rocketing inflation. Central bank launches biggest rate hike in 22 years and starts selling off $9 trillion in bond holdings as the U.S. faces a spike in borrowing costs. It's the worst possible combination. I know they're doing it to battle inflation, but you're going to have inflation at the same time as rising interest rates, at the same time as nobody wants to work. Good luck to the American economy. Before I get to more economic news, and I've got a lot of it today. It's all bad, by the way. Personal income's way down. Let's see, what else we got? Personal income's way down, and manufactured food shortage keeps getting worse. U.S. East Coast diesel stockpiles hit record low as fuel crisis nears. National data on the employment report, basically all anyone ever gives you is the happy news on TV. Unemployment's better. It's at an all-time low of 3.5%. Lots of people found jobs in March. Joe Biden did a good job. That doesn't really tell the story. When you dig down to the latest employment report, the two most important things you come out of it is that all the jobs went to immigrants. Americans got no jobs. Under Trump, it was the exact opposite. Under Biden, just like under Obama, the only jobs that there were out there under Obama were jobs for illegal aliens who want to make minimum wage and clean toilet bowls and wash dishes. And guess what? It's happening all over again. The crappiest jobs in the world are being created under Biden, just like they were under Obama, because this is the old Biden administration, and Biden is the dummy, and Obama is the ventriloquist. It's really Obama in charge of the same policies, the same retreaded Obama policies, and he's destroying the economy again, and they're all crappy jobs nobody wants. And you know what the irony was under Obama? They were all part-time jobs that didn't offer any health insurance. So here's the guy that made his whole life, built his life around Obamacare, and he just, all he created was jobs nobody wants except illegal immigrants that don't even give you health insurance. And so, number one, all the jobs go to immigrants. And number two, the inflation gains are drowning out the wage gains. So people think they're making more money, their income is up, and it does not matter because everything costs so much. So it's just a disaster out there. But before I get to that, oh, and bad news also on the, what's the word I'm looking for? Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm going to get it. I've got so many articles here, but I'm going to find it for you. Here it is. Another Biden record. U.S. trade deficit surges to $109.8 billion, the first time in history it tops $100 billion in a month. The U.S. trade deficit hurtling downward. Personal incomes hurtling downward. And in the face of all that, stock market up 900 points today. And I argue this for the entire 8 years of Obama. The worse the news got, the more stocks went up under Obama. Why? Because the greedy slugs on Wall Street, you know, and they're all like, you know, they're body suckers. They suck your blood on Wall Street. They don't care if America's going down the tubes. All they care about is that they can make some money sucking your blood while it goes down the tubes. And so the reality is that it went up all the time under Obama because they thought the worse the news got, the more the Fed would help them with lower interest rates, keeping them at zero or negative rates, and the more the Fed would help them with quantitative easing and pump money into the economy. So bad news was good news. But now it's weird because the bad news isn't good news because in the face of all this bad economic news, the Fed is raising interest rates and quantitative tightening, not quantitative easing. This is going to turn into a Great Depression if we're not careful, you know? Today, interest rates up by a full half point. The good news is, and there's always some good news out there, the good news is Trump went 22 for 22 last night. The Republican Party belongs to Donald Trump. It is no longer the GOP. It's the DJT. That's what it is, the Donald J. Trump Party. It's not the GOP, it's the DJT. 22 for 22, and since the March Texas Republican primaries, Trump's endorsements are 55 for 55. He has not picked one single loser. It's the most incredible record in history. The Hispanic vote, all going to the GOP, and the parents with kids under the age of 18, all going to the GOP. That's the story. That's the good news to end our number one. We'll be right back with our number two.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four.